This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Lyman, InfoWars reporter. We really should get him on every week. He heads up InfoWars Europe. He just goes to Europe. Let's put the URL on screen, because I have to be honest with you. We launched InfoWars Europe, and then I'm always just clicking on it on my site. I have it saved. I'm never looking at the URL. So it's the URL, not just the site I want to show. What's the best way for people to get to InfoWars Europe, Dan?
The easiest one to remember is EuropeWars.com, but of course you can do Europe.InfoWars.com, but EuropeWars.com will redirect to the site properly.
Absolutely. So EuropeWars.com. Listen, I'm teleprompter free. I'm 45. I used to have a photographic memory. I just literally half the time can't remember what's going on. But I think that's also just part of having so many moving parts at once, Dan. It's the world seems to be quickening right now.
It sure does. It's like, you know, I heard George Papadopoulos is already out of jail, so that means he's served for 2 weeks. That seems like it was like just a couple days ago that was being announced. So the quickening is definitely happening, and the news never slows down. It's just getting crazier.
Dan, in the few minutes we have left here, what are you observing in Europe? What are you seeing? What would you call this period we're in? Because huge nationalism, huge awakening, really positive things, but then the floodgates of globalist money and the Chi-Com influence in Hollywood just has unleashed its full wrath and shown us just how bad these people are. What would you call this struggle, and where would you say we're at?
Wow, we are definitely at the beginning of something major. This is just the beginning in Paris. This is obviously starting to catch fire across Western Europe. One of the most poignant videos I saw from the weekend was actually from the Yellow Vest protest in Brussels. These people were attempting to storm the big European Union building. And I thought that was very symbolic, because if that is accomplished, maybe the next time they try it, it probably will be pretty violent. But if for any reason that's caught on video and it happens, that will be a symbolically devastating blow to the EU and the globalist agenda, to see the people, the everyday, you know, forgotten men and women just storming one of their bastions of globalism. And you know, we hope for peace, definitely. But these protests are pretty violent. A lot of the police are very heavy-handed. I've seen some pretty disturbing videos. One of the most disturbing things I saw this weekend myself was, we were, you know, you kind of standing with the crowds, and then every once in a while something major happens and everyone goes rushing in a direction to get away from a flashbang or tear gas. So we're standing there against the wall, and I'm observing along Champs-Élysées, and the crowd starts rushing, and one guy goes running by me with blood pouring down his face, and it looked like something major had happened to his eye or above his eye. And right after that, a projectile hit right above my head against the wall, and I just started running with everybody else. And I started thinking, man, are they really firing, you know, probably non-lethal rounds or something like that into the crowd? And it did turn out there was some video evidence that suggested that one girl had indeed lost her eye by being shot by something by the police. And then I was in a cafe the next day, and the waiter there said he observed another man who had his eye blown out by a non-lethal round by police near the Arc de Triomphe in front of his restaurant. There have been it's been kind of gory, and I hope that some of these police officers, that they think twice before they do this. But I don't know if they will, because some of them are definitely good guys. They mean well, and they're just trying to do their job. And some of them are just like mercenaries for the EU. Some of the roughest guys were undercover. They were roaming in packs. They were big guys with, you know, they were fully armed, and they were taking people down very aggressively. And there was very little indicator as to who they worked for.
And you've got EU armored vehicles, and it's come out, some of them from outside France, for the first time since Hitler was kicked out in 1945. We have foreign EU troops in France attacking the public, just blowing their eyes out, all of this. But the good news is Macron is going to have to resign. He's had to back off on the carbon tax, the one place they thought they could get it through, and they failed. Dan Lyman, A+. God bless you. You're an amazing reporter. I'm so blessed that the audience supports us so we can fund your great work. And I know you're expanding as well, building our European bureaus. So, Dan, everybody should follow you right now at Twitter, @CitizenAnalyst. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just joined us, InfoWars Europe head, Dan Lyman. EuropeWars.com is the quickest way to get there. EuropeWars.com. He was just on with us, and he was getting into the French police, French military, a lot of them standing down. So they brought in armored vehicles with EU insignias. A lot of them weren't even French. They were German, others, and they began to shoot the eyes out with rubber bullets of men and women on purpose. Dan witnessed multiple people with their eyes shot out in front of him. And Paris is on fire. These are nationalists. They're targeting leftist facilities and EU facilities. And in Brussels, they tried to storm the EU command base, the unelected EU dictatorship. They've also been storming in Germany and other areas. The Yellow Vest movement is exploding. It's absolutely exploding. And it shows how much trouble the EU globalist program is under. Now, Jelly Gibson, who heads up the prayer group that Antifa comes out to tax all over the country, he's got some really serious news for us coming up next segment, where you've heard about these red flagging operations in Oregon and in other Democrat-controlled areas on the East Coast as well, where someone just says, hey, I think that person's a danger. They didn't make a threat. Nothing. It's beyond the Baker Act, where somebody just says, I think they need to be looked at for 24 hours. You get grabbed and taken to a mental institution like Kanye West for a week because he liked Trump. Now they're just doing it to gun owners, period. So it's beyond doxing. They just say it. I think they shouldn't have guns, and your guns are taken, and you usually don't even get them back. And if you don't turn them over, there's actually been deaths now. They kill you. So gun confiscation is happening. We're going to be talking to him here in just a moment, get the latest on Antifa and more. Now, I mentioned this at the start of the broadcast, and it's so big, I don't know how to really get into it properly, but I'm going to try as best I can. We're going to go to break, come back with our guest. They're making their move on the president. And the president said, if you don't elect the Republicans in the House, they're going to try to roll back our reforms, bring all the regulations back that are designed to shut us down. They're going to signal that you can't invest here in America, and it's going to tank the economy, along with the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. And sure as the sun came up this morning, the Dow was down almost 400 points. And we'll give you those numbers right now, the latest on the Dow, if you can put that on screen for TV viewers. This is a diabolical, concerted effort of economic terrorism to kill our economy. Dow's down 406 points right now. It went even lower earlier, 450-something points earlier. So this is a very, 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 very serious situation. The globalists are saying, we're going to kick Trump out. We're going to arrest him. When you get the head of the Intelligence Committee, Peter Schiff, when you've got all these different Democrats coming out, you've got Republicans, Adam Schiff, when you've got all these people saying that the president is a criminal, no judge, no jury, that kills the markets. Now, you've got Michael Cohen, who pled guilty to $15 million in laundered money at a taxicab company that he was part of. Trump has zero connection to it. And you've got him coming in these recordings, obviously trying to set the president up a long time ago. Sounds like Cohen's been in trouble for years. Coming in saying, hey, we're going to make that payoff through the campaign. And Trump goes, no, you're not. No, you're not. That's been aired as if it's the proof. Then Cohen goes, takes Trump's money and pays it through the campaign. So it's not campaign money. They just did it through the campaign so that it wouldn't have Trump's name on it. So this is what they're threatening to bring the entire country down, not Russian collusion like Hillary, not Chinese collusion like Hillary or Mueller, but no, giving some money to old girlfriends 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago. Cohen doing that 3 years ago. Total setup. He first says none of it happened. Now that he's going to go to prison, now he starts saying it. Totally discredited. A guy facing a sentence who's been caught lying, a known snake. And so to get the president, they're now all over the news saying, Trump's buddy has been indicted. Trump's going down. He's going to jail because Schiff, Adam Schiff's on TV, the incoming head of the Intelligence Committee. You've got all the other Democrats, all the other Carl Bernstein, the rest of it, saying it's the end to kill the markets. Remember what Bill Maher said. We're going to tank the stock market to hurt Trump supporters. If we don't kill the market, Trump's going to succeed. He's going to show that we've been purposely suppressing the economy to get Americans into debt. That's how they're conquering us. The service economy. And now that's going away. Trump dares to challenge that. And the world believes, wow, we can turn this around. But then the establishment steps in and says, nope, they steal the election. Admit they steal it. Trump has a bunch of weak people around him because he can't find anybody that's not a coward. And it sends the signal that they may be able to take Trump out. And so the recovery dies right in front of your eyeballs. Just like Trump said, you want a dead economy. They sure want one as well. That's their model. See, Venezuela could have had their people prosperous and wealthy, but the communists wouldn't have been in charge. It's the same thing everywhere. They want you poor to control you. And that's why they've got all the impeachment talk on all the networks. And that's why they've got everyone saying Trump's a criminal and Trump's going to go to jail. And all these people saying this because they're the enemies of this country. They're the ones that sold us out to the Chi-Coms and the globalists. They're the ones that say you can't have a nation and that nationalism is evil. And they're the ones that say families are bad. They're the ones that are trying to demoralize you. And then Trump, who wants prosperity, and who believes in men and women having relationships, and who is like a cornucopia of success, he comes in to step in their way, and they are on a jihad because they know if he succeeds in prosperity, it's over for them. So they're working to destroy Trump and destroy your financial future and your 401k and your Social Security. They're going to take everything you've got. And when they implode the economy, they're going to come in with giant rescue packages of tens of trillions more to the mega banks so they can only move us down the same path as France. Consolidating control, eradicating the middle class. You think about that. They are now on the news saying this president's going to serve jail time. People say, oh, well, Trump's saying they deserve jail. Yeah, but you have to understand, they have the Democrat Republican Party establishment has chopped full of traitors and cowards and everyone who is scratching each other's back and double dealing and snaking around the swamp. And they're all scared. So we the people have to decide whether we're going to let this group of slime do this to us. Because there's no limit to what they're going to push. Here's Adam Schiff. Got himself involved covering up Hillary Clinton's servers and email with the Russians, a man truly supporting Russian meddling and Russians getting our uranium, a true traitor. Here he is trying to bring down Trump. Here's a clip.
My takeaway is there's a very real prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time. We have been discussing the issue of pardons that the president may offer to people or dangle in front of people. The bigger pardon question may come down the road as the next president has to determine whether to pardon Donald Trump. Now, I think the prosecutors in New York make a powerful case against that idea. All the arguments they make about Michael Cohen, the idea that while people were out walking precincts and doing what they should do in campaigns, the rich and powerful seem to live by a different set of rules. So this was the argument for putting Michael Cohen in jail on these campaign violations. That argument, I think, was equally made with respect to individual one, the President of the United States.
Did you hear anything about Russia there? We didn't. And because there is nothing there. Think about that. And these are the Democrats who are famously corrupt with campaign finance, and Hillary with billions of foreign money in her campaign and paper play. Oh, there's no discussion of that. You're like, why? The Republicans have the Congress. Because other than Nunes and a few others, they're all a bunch of cowards.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life. life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You got it, got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It was about 2 years ago that the Democrats nationwide in blue cities and blue states decided on a new way to get the guns. They basically call it the Baker Act or red flagging. And now if someone just calls and says, I think they're dangerous, they didn't point a gun at me, they didn't say they were suicidal, just I saw the guns in their house. And so, I mean, I've had carpet cleaners one time saw guns on a gun rack in my house and called the police on me. The police didn't come, but that's the craziness of this. And then in some cases, people are getting killed when the police come. But you can go back 2 years ago, Bloomberg had the headline, gun confiscation begins in California. See, they've gone from denying they want to take the guns to saying, yeah, we need to repeal the Second Amendment and take all the guns. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. It's happening. Confiscation begins after Florida's new gun control laws enacted. So joining us is a great American patriot, Joey Gibson. You know, you got the Proud Boys that Gavin McGinnis started, and they've been demonized and called extremists by the media. The FBI didn't even really say that. Then they got deplatformed. Just the media just saying you're extreme, now you're deplatformed. But Joey, the Patriot Prayer Group, they go out and just pray in public in San Francisco and Berkeley and places like Portland, Oregon, and they get physically attacked. And then the news calls them terrorists, but nobody ever gets arrested because they're not swinging first. The meth head professors are. But he's here to warn. He's got an event coming up, Joey Gibson, and the whole Patriot Prayer Group, about what's happening. Washington's I-1639 would implement some of the nation's most stringent gun control laws. That's what they call it, but really, it's getting rid of due process. GibsonForFreedom.com is his main site. Joey, thanks for telling us about this and a snapshot of what's happening in Oregon.
Yeah, it's great to be here. In Washington State, we have Seattle, Washington, 1 million voters of the 3 million total in all of Washington State. So we have a lot of conservative counties, a lot of people who are independent, like to hunt, you like their guns. And so right now we're going around to the small counties. We're focusing on Skamania County, and we're asking them to ask the council members and the sheriff to protect the Constitution, to pass some sort of ordinance to say that they're not going to allow the state to break the Constitution. With this whole mental health thing that they're doing, this is a new way they're going to grab guns. This is what they did to the veterans with the VA. Basically, if you want to be a gun owner, you have to sign away your privacy rights to your medical records so the state has full access. So that way they can determine if you're eligible or not. We don't know what's going to make you eligible or not. It can be, you know, you're simply on antidepressants or maybe you're on painkillers and all of a sudden your Second Amendment is revoked. The crazy thing to me is
By the way, you're not just saying this. This happened to 300,000 veterans when Clinton's last year, then Obama brought it back, and they're now Trump stopped it federally, partially, but it's hard to stop the bureaucrats. This is now happening everywhere, and now they're going to use it at state level.
In 2015, the feds tried to come and take the guns from a veteran in Bonner County, which is in Idaho, and the sheriff stood up. We had Matt Shea from Washington stood up, and they had over 200 citizens stand at his house to protect his house, and the feds decided not to come to his house to take his guns. So yeah, it definitely has been happening. We just don't hear about it. But now in Washington State, they made it legal, and it's really concerning because basically, if you want to be a gun owner, you are a second-class citizen because you have a right to privacy. You have a right, you know, for the government to not know, not going into your medical records. And every single year, what the state's going to do is they're going to check your records. They're going to check your medical records and check your background. And so every single year, if for whatever reason they determine that you're ineligible to own firearms, they're going to require that the police chief or the sheriff has to come into your house to take your guns.
And again, these are people like SJW is like Reality Winner who will have access. We know all over the country, Antifa works in these different bureaus, health departments, police departments, and they're doxing everybody so they can now make the determination to A, leak your medical records, but also send a SWAT team to your house.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of the sheriffs that I talk to, they're really nervous about this because they don't want to be kicking down doors of their friends, of their family members in some of these small counties. And they're really concerned about that. And they don't understand how this law is going to move forward. They don't understand where the funding is going to come from. A lot of people are confused. A lot of people are concerned. And so what we're asking is we're asking these small counties, Skamania County, we're asking people next Tuesday, not tomorrow, but next Tuesday, to show up at the courthouse. That's where they have their board meetings. You know, it'd be awesome if we can have hundreds of people to show up and just ask that they pass some sort of ordinance where we simply just respect the Constitution. That's what we're asking for. This is different from sanctuary cities because there's nothing unconstitutional about giving illegals to ICE. What we're saying, though, it's unconstitutional for the state to just determine without due process, without the court system, these people in back rooms to simply just say that you can't have a gun because you're on antidepressants or whatever medical reason they come up with.
I tell you, the globalists are unbelievable. Bloomberg has funded this. He's one of the big guys. Soros, this is on record, hundreds of millions just to fund these laws getting passed. But in some cases, they're not even laws. They're just using other regulations to come after people's guns. And it's crazy. It's super dangerous for police. It's out of control. And I've seen the videos on your site. You should plug some of the places people can find these. We're going to post some of these to InfoWars.com. You're getting crowds of hundreds and hundreds of people in small towns, counties coming out. And they are really pissed about this.
They're really upset. We had almost 300 people in a county with about 10,000 people in it, and they were extremely concerned. They're really upset. They're sick and tired of Seattle telling them what they can or cannot do. These people, they just want to be free. They want to be left alone. And so I think this is the key in states like Washington and Oregon. The key is to go around to all the counties that believe in the Constitution, which is about 90% of the counties in Washington State. Most of them are conservative. And have them pass ordinances. And if you pass an ordinance respecting the Constitution, I believe that people from Olympia, politicians, and even D.C., they'll think twice about passing unconstitutional laws.
That's right. We've got to build a united front against this because they can't get them federally for now, even though they want that. So they're going at the state level through, quote, mental health, not through the Second Amendment. And again, these mass shooters, they're all on Prozac. They're all being protected. They're all let out of jail. They're very easy to see. If someone's already been adjudicated to be mentally ill, they've already had things, they should not have a Second Amendment. But to randomly say, we're just going to look at your records and then we're going to decide whether you have your guns, that now makes the psychologist and the bureaucrats and whoever's looking at the records, that makes them judge, jury, and executioner. And this is really a destruction of due process.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's my biggest concern. My biggest concern is also they can make targets of people who are outspoken activists. You know, if people are out there promoting freedom, then they can look into your medical records and just find anything. Just make targets of us, much like the IRS did, going after conservative groups under Obama, and this is really concerning. And so I'm afraid that they're going to find people, they're going to throw them in jail, they're going to throw 18, 19, 20-year-olds in jail simply for doing what their family has done for generations, going out hunting, whether it be with a semi-automatic rifle or not.
Joey Gibson, amazing. Keep it up. Everybody should blueprint what you're doing and duplicate it in their state. I mean, what is it, like 20 states are passing laws or have passed laws like this. We salute you. Again, people can find Freedom First. What's the best place for them to visit? GibsonForFreedom.com?
Yeah, GibsonForFreedom.com or Patriot Put on Facebook.
All right, great job. We salute you. We thank you. We've got the gentleman coming on who did the FOIA request and got the secret MK Ultra mind control documents that have been huge news this week. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they say one man can't do very much. That's because one man or woman can do incredible things if they at the right place at the right time, and they have the will, and they take action. Our next guest, John Greenwald Jr. from TheBlackVault.com. We'll tell you about him in a moment. He just kept doing the FOIA request, and he got one of the biggest tranches of MK Ultra mind control documents ever, bigger than what came out in Senator Frank Church's hearings in the 70s, the last time we got a big, fat piece of the puzzle. Of course, there's a lot of other stuff going on in the modern times. This ties into screen time and the programming of children and how it's hurting their brains. We'll talk about that as well with Dr. Nick Begich. In the next hour, he'll be in studio with us. And he does a good show when he's not in studio, but in studio, he's amazing. So that is coming up as well. Please, don't forget, we're running the biggest specials ever in InfoWars, because Soros and the globalists are on record trying to take all of our payment processors and totally shut us down. They took Milo Yiannopoulos' funding away. The last thing he had, Patreon, Gavin McGinnis, because he had the number one show on CRTV, and Glenn Beck was jealous, has been kicked off. And I know the whole inside baseball, not from Gavin, but from others involved. It's very, very sickening. Just leave it at that. And so this is the war. They're taking everyone off the air they think is effective. But InfoWars is still standing because you financially supported this. But I have usually inventory for 5-6 months in T-shirts, in books, in films, in supplements, in coffee. This time, I am doing sales that are clearly 30-40% bigger than they've ever been, because we have a plan to sell everything out of the warehouse. And we've already got the model ready to go with sponsors, something you've seen me discard. You hear the radio has them, and that's fine, but I've discarded sponsorship for about 7-8 years. It's been successful. Directly getting funding from you with great products. But if they take that away, don't worry. I've got all the big sponsors lined up as well. So, and if we keep both, that's even better. We'll just expand Battlefront even faster. But we're not giving up ever. That which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. So you need to support us, but you're supporting yourself, not fighting traffic, not fighting the crowds, getting great presents, helping the economy, all the rest of it. Every order gets a free T-shirt. Hey, we're all Alex Jones. Don't censor me. Gadsden flag, black on white T-shirt. It's unisex, free for men and women. You pick your side. It's free. Free shipping. Double Patriot points on your next order. 10% instead of 5% on every dollar. And 50, that's the lowest special, step is 75% off. You know, we have a special going where we have a special every day where something is 60% off. But go look at all the specials, because some things are 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies is 60% off ultimate turmeric formula with 95% curcuminoid turmeric, the nature's ultimate anti-inflammatory. And I don't have to tell you about turmeric. I'm just going to tell you, this is the strongest on the market. No one has got one stronger. They have other leading brands that cost twice as much at our regular sell price. At 60% off, we're selling it at cost when you add the free shipping into it. You add the T-shirt, we're losing money. Think about it. Free shipping, free T-shirt, 60% off. Our average product's about 150% marked up. Average supplements marked up 7 times, not us. We mark it up 150%. You always at least discount 30-40%, so we're almost always at 100% markup. When we tell you 60% off, it's really 60% off. So, and it's all flying out. Let me tell you, at the warehouse here in Austin, the little elves are working 24 hours a day. We brought on extra shifts, and thanks to you, we're selling it all out. The entire everything. Boom! Gone. It's all going to be gone. In fact, this new shirt, we printed up a lot of them. It's about to be gone. We'll have a new shirt that we have inventory of. That'll be the new free shirt by tomorrow. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we're going to sell out by Wednesday, they're saying, of the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration systems. Leading competitors are $600, $700. It's always a great deal at $240. Four-stage ion filter. The factory had a glut of those. They want to sell it because of inventory. It's $127. They're selling them to us at cost. We make like $30. No deal is even near this. For you and your family, get an Alexa Pure Breeze now. But watch. The special will be gone, just like Alexa Pure Pro water filters. Those did sell out. This will be gone. No one even gets close to this, because we're the biggest distributor for this top company. We got this deal. No one else got this. You got this because the owner is a rabid listener. Matt Redhawk. And boy, has he been harassed for being a supporter. Oh, let me tell you, I'm not supposed to. He's another patriot. So we're here, and we stand with those that stand with us. We thank you for supporting us. InfoWarsStore.com. Make that commitment. Get in there. Get the great products. Get the lowest prices. And help fund the second American Revolution that's going worldwide. Okay, we'll hold John a little bit in the next hour, and then we've got, hell, he might as well just segue in with Dr. Nick Begich. But John, that's theblackvault.com. I'm not going to read his whole background, but he's a researcher, he's a listener, he's a successful researcher and author and a whole bunch of other things. And he's been all over radio and TV programs, so he's an expert on hidden things, and he gets documents. He's amassed more than 2 million pages of declassified documents. So I'd call him, Mr. Declassification. I'd call him Mr. Black Vault. That's a great name. So, John, I've seen your work before. It's great to have you here with us. Wow, this is one of your biggest coups. How did you suddenly get this and no one else was? It was all over the international news the last 3 days. Truth about CIA's illegal MKUltra mind control experiments using drugs, hypnosis, and electronic devices, like your cell phones, revealed in sensational new documents officials hid for decades. The Sun reported on it, but it got a lot of attention.
It did, yeah. And Alex, by the way, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for being here as well.
Absolutely. And it's my pleasure. So the way that I came about this, my connection to the MKUltra documents actually goes back to the late 90s when I first started using the Freedom of Information Act. I started in 1996, and I was 15 years old when I started firing away requests. And back in, fast forward to about 2004, I got the 30,000 pages that they archived on a CD-ROM. And that is what you had referenced from the Church Committee and the what had kind of mysteriously been found by the CIA that was misfiled as financial records. Well, now fast forward to 2016. I was one of the first places to actually dump those documents onto the internet, because at the time they were not anywhere to be found. And it wasn't until 2016 that another researcher using the Black Vault took the contents of those CD-ROMs, cross-referenced an index that the CIA claimed was everything on the CDs, and lo and behold, it was not complete, and there were missing documents and missing serial numbers. I had no idea that it would take almost 3 years to actually get the CIA to finally release those missing pages. It is a long story, which I won't bore you with, but...
basically, you got the stuff they wanted hidden back when Congress ordered it released. They released what they thought wasn't as damaging. You got the stuff they basically blacked out bureaucratically by withholding it.
In my opinion, yeah, that's what this is. Because you see the even the non-MKUltra-related material. And what I mean by that is everything has been kind of lumped into this mind control MKUltra program. What these thousands of pages that I just received and put online at theblackvault.com, what they prove is we do not have the full story. What they prove is MKUltra was just simply the tip of the iceberg, that there was a heck of a lot more going on, that there are project names that are still redacted. And why that's important is, according to the CIA, they've kind of quote-unquote released everything to us. So investigators have had these for years, but what these prove is that's not entirely true. They don't appear online. There's no references to them in books, and I'm not saying they're all brand new in the sense that they've never been released before, but it appears that there is an awful lot that have never been released before.
Well, and there's also our deuce sex. Trump has said he's going to release deep state stuff. He did release the JFK files. Word is there's a new FBI file that just came out about Bush narcotics trafficking. We're going to be breaking that the next few days.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
P150D, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You know, isn't it funny that people back in the 50s, scientists said that the flicker rate in televisions put people into a hypnotic state because of the interlacing of how the TV screen would shoot out basically a light beam spectrum, and the way the two systems interlaced, in layman's terms, is a flicker rate so fast that your conscious brain doesn't see it, but your subconscious does, and it puts you into a trance. So think of a flashing strobe light or the watch being swung. It's that to infinity. And then you get into the giant science. This is just one little area. When you go into these DARPA research laboratories, and I was led into some one time because one of the people that worked there was basically crazy and thought it was a big joke. And I'm like, what are you showing me? It was like, oh, come over here. You know, I'll let you shoot in the psychology department this film you're making. And then all of a sudden, I'm being shown flicker rates and programming and monkey experiments and ape experiments on how to put them into a trance state and then how to make them suggestible, which they would then do to humans later. And that was just one little project at UT. And it was restricted. And then part of the programs was classified. But Now, 60 Minutes, screen time's hurting kids. It's hurting their capacity to form relationships, especially giving them artificial Asperger's. Well, everybody, even the old-timers, knew. Kids, don't get too close to the TV. And people said, we don't know why, it just hurts you. Well, it turned out studies did actually show it was projecting a form of radiation at you. And the new plasma screens do that, and the new LED screens do that, and the new cell phones, and all of them put off microwave radiation. So they literally give you cancer. So at every level, we're given this Promethean power, but it destroys us, and our liver is torn out by a large buzzard every day for eternity for a punishment. If you go to the Greek mythology, you're given the power of the gods, but you're tortured because of it. So that's the allegory here. I'll go back to our guest, but that's just one micron of this. But let me tell you, I know about MKUltra from studying other projects and because of things I separately learned from people close to me that happened to be witnesses to it. And I'm going to just leave it at that. But you all heard about how the CIA put the LSD on the campuses in the 60s. And Timothy Leary worked for the FBI and the CIA to make it cool. And all those other hosts tell you about DMT, man, take it, it's cool. Have you taken the DMT? Those are the new Timothy Learys. And they go meet with professors on the weekend that are really CIA leftists, and they say what they want programmed next. And if you don't go meet with them, they come after you, like you see with us. So I'm here telling you, hey, DMT, you might think it's great, but the bad guys running things want you to take it, and I know the folks who first brought DMT to the public, and they told me the whole inside story, which I won't tell at this point, but I'm very close to doing it, because it's part two of this. But let me go back to our guest, John Greenwald. We're going to get back for a full hour in the near future. I apologize, I'm rambling on here, but the point is, here we are being proven right on humans have been cloned for a long time, human-animal chimeras, secret space projects, mind control programs, everything they make fun of us for, which we were just going off old documents, is now confirmed, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what's interesting about these documents. We've heard about MKUltra for a long time. We know that the mind control experiments took place. Here's my biggest takeaway over the last couple of years, where the CIA did not even want to believe me that those documents were not on the CD. I had to create a 95-page fax to send over to them to prove that I was right, that they weren't there. Once I proved that, they changed their story. But here's my takeaway. Even though we know about MKUltra and have for many years, and we know the broad scope of it, what these documents show is that MKUltra was potentially the tip of the iceberg. That
it
there
was
are
just
documents,
the entrance. I mean, people say, what's was, new?
Yeah.
Exactly. That this was only the first level.
Right, exactly. And these documents show that they were not even related to MKUltra, but they were doing experiments where they are implanting devices, and they started with dogs. And Newsweek wrote this up, did a great job with it, that they were implanting these things in dog brains and were able to control dogs and have success with it. Now, you might think, well, that's just dogs. Who cares? Well, this was the tip of the iceberg when it came to that research. What comes
And we've
next.
Had,
when you mastered
you, we've
animals,
had tens of thousands of military volunteer. They got guys mm-hmm. that will volunteer to go on suicide missions. They've already volunteered. They've already done it all. I know people that got recruited into these programs and I know people that refused the programs, but they, in the 80s, they already had giant, literal underground facilities in Maryland where they were creating all sorts of people, let's just say, that could infiltrate things with hidden devices in their bodies.
Yeah, and this release of information proves beyond any shadow of a doubt there is a lot more for people like me to find. This document release is incredibly important. There's thousands of pages to read, but it shows me that there are more classified projects that they will not tell you what the name is, and they will not tell you what the objectives of those projects were. Now, that's important because we know about MKUltra. We know about the crazy stuff they did. We now know that they were implanting devices into dogs and animals, mice, using drugs, using hypnosis. We know all of that, and it proves that those theories are all right, some of which we knew. Now we've got more. But if we know all of that, my question is, what is still classified? What are they still not giving us? Why won't they give us program names? Why won't they give us the objectives? If MKUltra and the LSD and hypnosis research was that bizarre and that intense, I can't even imagine what is still classified that they can't even tell you anything related to the program. And that's all in these documents that I put online. And anybody can download them for free. I mean, I invite you to go through them because, hey, there's thousands of pages. I just got them a week ago. There's no way I can go through them, you know, that quick. So it's amazing to see what people are finding and ultimately how it's going to give me a tool to move forward and create more requests and go after this. Because honestly, I truly believe that the CIA has proven that they separate MKUltra and what they call behavioral modification research. They do not connect the two. I think, Alex, maybe you and I would, but the CIA does not. So well, sure. They have a lot more to find. And I think that as much as we think or the general public and consensus as we have the whole story about MKUltra, I do not think that that is true at all.
Well, I'm impressed with your work, and I want to invite you to come and guest host sometime if you'd like to really go over a lot of this in different areas for people, because it's so frustrating to read the documents, watch old C-SPAN congressional stuff from the 80s. You can go watch it. And then have the news go, Jones is crazy. He claims there was a program for this and that. And we're just talking about stuff that's admitted. And as you said, I know for a fact, they just gave Frank Church and others a few programs because Frank Olson had got killed and some other people.
Yeah.
And so they had to give them what they'd gotten leads on. But like you said, it was a very tiny piece of a much larger, long-term strategic operation. And I can tell you it's full-spectrum dominance where they want to lead every organization, every group, every institution show that no matter what's going on, they're in full control. And then behind the CIA, it's just a clearinghouse for different groups, is the foundations.
Yeah. Yeah, and this shows that foundation, strong foundation. They were having successes. And I see a lot of comments sometimes from the public that say, oh, we knew all this. No, we didn't, actually. And that's what's interesting is you get a sneak peek into the foundation that the CIA was building, that the research they were undertaking, and you see success. You don't see failure. If all these documents just showed failure, you might think, well, you know, they did the research, they spent millions of dollars, but it didn't do anything. It's quite the opposite. They were able to control the dogs. They're very, very poorly photocopied, but you can see the actual pictures. I believe that there were six remote control dogs that they were able to control. They were unrestrained, but they were able to control
the dogs.
Let's
be clear. This is in the 60s and 70s. Then they went public in the 90s. Oh, Roborat, it goes into a collapsed building and saves people, but like roaches with a microchip, they control like a joystick.
Yeah.
And then once they have that, then they learn how, with more passive systems to then program, where they can use magnetic waves, other things, then add programming into the very television programs that interface with it. But only the suggestible does this stuff work on. That's what's so sophisticated.
Yeah. I think you really have to beg to ask the question, is this continuing now? And you look at, again, I go back to the successes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You
is
know?
This continuing
I, this
now?
Is
are you,
it.
We're living
well,
it, brother.
No,
we're living it.
I mean,
we're living the super sophisticated stuff now.
Yeah. No, and these documents show that, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago, they're doing this research, having success. You know darn well the CIA is not going to say, okay, well, we succeeded with that. Let's not go any farther. Let's not do this for intelligence gathering purposes. You know that that's not true. So what these documents really do from a historical perspective is it lays that foundation, but it then lends credence to what is going on today. And you brought up DARPA, and I think that, you know, you hide a lot of this in plain sight.
Hold on, stay there. Folks research. Want to know the end product is this. This is the next move before the brain chip. This is it. This is the mind control. The smartphone. It is their takeover project. This is it. All seeing eye.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.